Most of the Midwest will see some dry, biased conditions still lasting for several days coming up, and then an increase in precipitation will evolve as we get to the end of the weekend and on into next week. The temperatures out there this morning running mostly in the 60s and lower 70s across a big part of the region, and we have mostly fair conditions dominating a big part of the region. The winds are relatively light across the area as well. As we go forward through the afternoon today, we will see temperatures warm up a little bit better. Yesterday afternoon's high temperatures across the region were primarily limited to the 80s. There were some 70s that occurred across the northern parts of the region, and it looks like as we move forward through the next couple of days, we will see a little bit warmer bias for just a few days, and then we'll see some more cooler air come back across the region as we get towards the end of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Well, this frontal boundary that I'm talking about also promises to bring some greater amounts of precipitation to portions of the Midwest, and particularly the upper sections of the region, the upper Mississippi River Basin area, Minnesota, Wisconsin, parts of Iowa. Some immediate neighboring areas will all be involved with some greater precipitation as we get out into the latter part of the weekend and into the early part of next week. Until then, the few weather disturbances that will be occurring across the region are unlikely to generate the kind of rain necessary to counter evaporation, and most of the Midwest will continue to dry down. But temperatures are not expected to be warm enough across the majority of the region to generate any kind of serious crop stress or accelerated drying across the region. Certainly, many areas will see a firming of the soil during this time period, but with the storm system coming up for next week, we should get timely rainfall in quite a few areas. Well, that frontal system will begin pushing into some of the westernmost portions of the Corn Belt Saturday night going into Sunday morning. The first frontal system is not expected to hold together real well as it comes across the region, but it will drag showers and thunderstorms into Nebraska, Iowa, and parts of Wisconsin and Michigan as we get into Sunday. And the frontal system will continue to push southward as we go from Sunday into Monday, but it does look like there will be a limit to how far south the frontal system will go before it starts pulling back to the north. And so for that reason, some of the southernmost portions of the Midwest may not get that much precipitation from the event, whereas some of the northernmost parts of the region could see some strong to severe thunderstorms that could produce some heavy rainfall. This would be mostly in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and parts of northern Iowa. And the exact location of where these stronger storms occurs may be relocated in future computer forecast model runs. There's a chance that a few locations in Nebraska could come in with some significant rain, as well as maybe western parts of Iowa, but that is something that remains to be seen. The forecast for the latter part of next week will generate another storm system coming into the upper parts of the Midwest. Actually, this occurs at mid to late week next week, and we'll see this event also produce some heavier rains across the northern parts of the region. A frontal system will trail to the south as the disturbance moves across the Great Lakes region. We'll see an increase in shower and thunderstorm during the latter part of next week in the southwestern portions of the Corn Belt. That'll be the first opportunity for a little bit of a more meaningful rainfall potential for the region, but I do not expect that the rains to be nearly as great there as they will be in the upper parts of the region. Some of the upper portions of the Midwest could see some significant rain between these two rain events coming up as we move out over this next week to 10 days, but lower parts of the Midwest will continue to see net drying for a while longer. Our temperatures will be mostly 80s as we go forward through this next several day period. We'll see a few 90s occurring in the southwestern Corn Belt, and those areas will be favoring a quicker drying trend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.